Very good morning and welcome to the show where I like to talk food, people and places and get us in the mood for the weekend. And we are starting in the first hour going all Latino. Yes, we are talking South America. And I headed last night to the Hilton Jumeirah on the beach. So have a little listen to how I got on at Pechanga. Sitting at Pechanga at the Hilton on the beach, I'm talking to restaurant manager of Pechanga, Louis Sarol. So hello to you, Louis.
Hello, Suzanne. How do you do?
Good, thank you. So just describe where we're sitting and what this restaurant's all about.
Well, we are a South American restaurant. Me and Matthias, so we are here since the last of December. That's where we started here at the Hilton Jumeirah. We picked up the Pechanga. And we are starting to innovate, so there's new menus coming in, it's like the concept still remains, but we're doing a lot of fresh ideas. The concept is food, fresh food, at its best, and to pay for the best service, which is more as a family environment, that people don't feel it like they're dining out, but they have the same feeling that they're dining between family and friends in a sort of party atmosphere.
But it's all Latin American, isn't it? That's what you're talking about. And so you've got that Latin American food, the tapas, the Spanish influence. But you're from Portugal, I believe.
Exactly. I'm Portuguese, but as a Portuguese, also Latins. So more bring of the part of Latin European. So I lived together with Matthias, so I bring the European standards. So for an excellence of good service. Along with this very nice cuisine, I must say. And so far we've been having great feedback from all customers which is being around.
And what does Pechanga mean?
So Pechanga exactly means it's like a celebration. So as in other words of Spanish, you would say fiesta. That's like a get-together to celebrate, to party time, as you would say. And also in that context, we're also starting to do on Sundays. We're doing now our salsa event, which is going well. So we have professional performers coming to do salsa shows, and also along with free salsa classes, which they can answer, anybody can attend to in the beginning of the night. And the context is there, so it's doing well. We're getting quite good up so far with the publicity, more to mouth to mouth. The ones which I'm aware that there's a big community around Dubai which loves the salsa.
And the tango, right?
The tango is on Wednesdays, but that's been already implemented here. It's going now along with the new menu and the new blood, the new energy which is going around here. So actually, we're getting more and more every day. So every Wednesday is getting more crowded. And Sundays is also getting now quite crowded as well. So things are on this context. So I think we all know.
You're having a party here, aren't you? Every night of the week, I think. that's what you want to say.
That's what we're about then.
Good food and good dancing.
Good dancing, good party, good atmosphere. So that's one of the things to keep also, along with all the staff, though, always to keep them in a good humor. I hate when somebody's not showing you the big smile. So they're all there. I've got young staff. They're also learning. But they know I always try to pass them the vibes. Those Latin vibes to make them comfortable in the workplace, and so far they've been comfortable and they've been transmitting that to our guests, which the most thing which I love to hear is when guests leave with a big goodbye and I'll see you later or I'll see you next time, because that's our goal, is to make people to come back to us.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying the Latin vibe, but what is the Latin vibe?
Well, it's all our rhythms. As you know, Latins, we are hot-blooded, as you know, Alia. So we always like ready, always ready for party. And that's the vibes we want to give you. So not like this cold, demotivated people. No, we like to be this hot-blooded people, like always running around and ready for party with a big smile and just, come on, let's get it done. Yeah?
Now, looking at the restaurant, it's really like, I feel like I'm in Cuba, actually. I don't know, it's a Cuban feel, the dark wood and the leather chairs. And then it's a big space, and you've got this wonderful veranda all the way around, also so you can sit outside as an option. Talk us through the restaurant. How many does it seat, and how many covers can you do in an evening?
So in evening, we have one seating. I can sit around here, 120. So we can always do two sittings depending on the days. The surroundings of the hotel, Jumeirah's been here for now for 11 years, and along with this restaurant, the layout is being beautiful as it is, the layout. The terrace has been now new, it's been like a new area which has been added to the restaurant. As you can see, we can actually open all the window, glass windows, and make it a sort of dining as an alfresco. Sorry about the weather, but this year is not being that much friendly, so I'm not able to open the windows so far.
Got a bit of a sandstorm at the moment, haven't we?
Yeah, that's a bit of a pity, but I'm waiting for the good times or the better weather to actually to open up everything. I was able to do it this month maybe around 3 times only. And it's been also a big success because you're sitting with a great view over the Palm Jumeirah and all the beach, and it makes you feel that you are on a nice resort near the beach, because that's all our intention is, to be by the sea and having a great Latin atmosphere. So that's what Pechanga is about.
So the hours of opening, do you do lunch here also?
No, we're only opening for dinner times. We always start our functions at 6:30, and the kitchen it remains open till 11:30. But the bar, La Fiesta, carries on as long as we have the environment and the mood and the right people to join us. La Fiesta always carries on a bit later on.
Now, we're going to be sampling some of the food here at Pechanga. So before we introduce our chef, a particular favourite of yours, anything on the menu you'd like to highlight?
Well, one of the highlights we have, which we have a lot of customers coming in and repeatedly, it's our churrasco. It's our Brazilian rodizio style, which Matias has about improved with his on his meat, which is continued to be a success, and it's continued being always that customers come back and return always, because it's price also for what you get. You can eat as much as you want, and for that we get also the high quality meats. We have several different qualities of meat, which they're also done on a piece, and they're carved at your table. So typical Brazilian, but now with a touch of Argentinian, so not fully traditional Brazilian. So it is, there is also the input of Matias, so it's a bit of a, I would say to me, a better quality, because the meats are excellent here, as we have now our supplier from Argentina, so the meats are fully Argentinian meat. We don't buy meat from anywhere else. And that's one of the highlights, because that's one of our best sellers, to be honest. And sure, I've got all my boys well trained, always that there's always meat on the plate, so that the customer leaves without, but okay, some of them, they have actually to roll out of here.
Or tango out of here, can always dance it off, maybe. They choose those nights.
Off, sweat it out a bit, that's the intention there. They have to eat, but then you can sweat it out as well.
Excellent. Well, when we come back, we'll be meeting the chef de cuisine at Pechanga, Matias Ayala. So for now, thank you, Louis Cyril.
My pleasure.